Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. The mission of Laura's House is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, as well as behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse. During this series, you will hear about ways in which we can create a society free from domestic violence. To learn more, go online to www.laurashouse.org. In this first podcast, the Executive Director of Laura's House, Ms. Margaret Baston, shares more about the organization. Margaret, tell us about Laura's House.
Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence.
How did you get started?
The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman called Laura from Orange County who was a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a very tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at age 38. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services which provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever occurring again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
That's a tragic example of domestic violence. Could you help us understand better what domestic violence is exactly?
Domestic violence is defined as a pattern of behavior that one person uses to obtain power or control over another person. Domestic violence takes many forms, including emotional, physical, and sexual abuse.
How common is domestic violence here in the United States?
One in four women and one in nine men in the United States are victims of domestic violence at some point in their lives. On the average, more than three women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends every day. Every year, an estimated 2.1 million older Americans are victims of physical, psychological, and other forms of neglect and abuse. One in five high school students report being physically and/or sexually abused by a dating partner.
And what about these stats here in Orange County, California? Among the abundance of this county, are the statistics the same?
More than 3,000 women and children enter domestic violence shelters each year. More than half of these women and children will become homeless and end up living on Orange County streets. In Orange County, 36% of domestic violence emergency 911 calls are made by children. Laura's House provides unduplicated domestic violence-related services to the 840,000 residents of Orange County, California, and beyond.
Beyond the physical and emotional toll of domestic violence, is there an economic impact as well?
Violence against women costs companies $72.8 million annually due to lost productivity.
The economy is presenting challenges for so many people and organizations. How has Laura's House been affected?
Today, Laura's House continues to be the only state-approved comprehensive domestic violence agency in South Orange County. At Laura's House, we are witnessing an increase in acts of domestic violence due to the financial strains many families are feeling under the current economy.
Despite the economy, how could people hearing this podcast help Laura's House right now?
Spring is a time of change and growth, and a time when I typically think optimistically about what the year will bring. However, this year, along with the seasonal change, we also have changes, or at least some uncertainty, in our economic forecast that's making many of us a little nervous. It's understandable that at times like this, when people are concerned with their job situations, financial stability, and sustaining themselves and their loved ones, that thinking of supporting their local nonprofit organization is the last thing on people's minds. The sad facts are, though, that domestic violence organizations such as ours are seeing an upswing in reported cases of abuse and calls for help at times like these, and therefore an increase in the workload as we strive to meet the needs of the additional people who want our services. So, as you can see, giving up your time, talents, and treasure are more important than ever right now. Of course, we know that financial support is extremely important, and we welcome and appreciate these gifts tremendously. However, at times when there is less money to give, it may be possible for you to give time as a volunteer at our new resale boutique, Portobello Road, or in support of our special events. You may have specialized skills that would benefit Laura's House immensely if you joined one of our committees or our Women's Guild. All these opportunities exist within our organization if you want to help our community and make a meaningful change in the life of a family or two who are desperately in need of a helping hand so they can make a fresh start at a life without violence and filled with hope for their future.
Thank you, Margaret. One final question. How can someone learn more or get involved?
We welcome any and all assistance. You can learn more by logging on to our website at www.laurashouse.org or calling 949-361-3775. Women and children in need of emergency shelter can call our toll-free hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 866-498-1511 or 949-498-1511.